Greetings, I'm Joel, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him at our 2020 Advent Series. As I was walking through my neighborhood yesterday, a little before 5 p.m., I couldn't help but notice how short the days are now. December is the darkest month of the year, and December 2020 seems darker than most. The nation of Judah also found themselves walking in darkness in the prophet Isaiah's day. The Old Testament church, the nation of Judah, was facing the threat of invasion from the mighty empire of Syria. So Isaiah, he encouraged King Ahaz to turn to God. But as Ahaz, he didn't listen, and neither did the people. As they turned to witches for answers, they consulted the dead. King Ahaz went so far as to shut the temple doors and set up foreign altars. And then he went further, sacrificing his own son to a foreign god. By the end of Isaiah 8, the nation now found itself in between a rock and a hard place with no way out. They found themselves in darkness, and it was nobody's fault but their own. So let me ask you, how would you expect God to respond to these rebels now getting their just dues? Would you expect this response? Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss. Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened the heavenly door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. That Christmas carol is a good summary of Isaiah 9. Are you shocked? Listen to Isaiah 9, starting in verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Those who are walking in darkness now have hope because a child is born. A son is given who will be great. First, this is shocking, that these rebels should be so graced by God. But this, my friends, is the gospel. The gospel makes no sense if you only look at Israel, or at ourselves, or at our world, which is a mess. But the gospel tells us to look at who God is, not ourselves. And this is hard, because when good news comes at us, we tend to look for reasons in us for why. But every time you try to point to reasons in you for why you receive God's grace, then you've forgotten what the gospel is. Good news for sinners. All the reasons for Christ's coming is found in God alone, and that should humble us. And if that isn't humbling enough, step into the shoes of Isaiah's original hearers. Israel was uniquely blessed by God to be the light of the world. Israel had every advantage. And now, after failing for century after century, God says, step aside and watch what I do with a baby. And you'd expect Almighty God to send someone more intimidating, but instead, out peeks the face of a baby, and God says, I'll do more through him than you could ever imagine. God is saying, I am so powerful, I can overcome darkness by becoming vulnerable and relatable, which we see because he will be human like us. Yet there is far more to this baby as we hear a most unique birth announcement. This baby's incredible future is already all laid out. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I'll leave you to meditate on what each of those titles means for you this Advent. I'd rather you listen to that birth announcement again. To us a child is born. That is strange. Were Isaiah's readers expecting? And God does the same thing that first Christmas Eve when announcing Christ's birth to the lowly shepherds. You'd expect the angel to say, for unto a woman named Mary is born this day. But no, he says, unto you, to lowly shepherds, is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Do you think any of these shepherds were expecting a child that night? But they're told in no uncertain terms that this child was born to be theirs. And beloved, this child was born to be yours. Because the angel goes on to say that this news was to be for all people. The gospel is not just for ancient Israelites, ancient shepherds, but for all the people, us included. The first time we heard the gospel, we probably weren't expecting. But the gospel of God's grace only comes to the unsuspecting and undeserving, to the lowly, to sinners. When we talk about the gospel, I know we tend to move straight to the cross, but I encourage you this Advent not to bypass the crib for the cross. In fact, this dark day may be the best time ever to sing a familiar song to our neighbors, or to share the gift our neighbors may not have been expecting. A Lord so humble and lowly that even the worst, most shameful sinner can come to find that God's grace is for them too. Amen.